Knowledge Products presents the world's political hotspots, narrated by Peter Hackett. This is Ethiopia. In October 1984, BBC television reported on the famine that was crippling Ethiopia.
Dawn. And as the sun breaks through the piercing chill of night on the plain outside Koram, it lights up a biblical famine, now in the 20th century. This place, say workers here, is the closest thing to hell on earth.
With haunting narrative, the BBC presented the world with pictures of hunger, women cradling infants with dead eyes, old men lying passively, children with swollen stomachs. Overnight, the starvation of Ethiopia became a matter of international concern. But the inpouring of aid did not halt the cycle of hunger that gripped this ancient nation. The famine was not caused merely by low rainfall or the increasing population. It was largely the result of a disruption in the society and patterns of an ancient culture. Much of Ethiopia's ecology had been so degraded that it could no longer sustain human needs. For example, forests had covered approximately 30% of Ethiopia in 1900, but now they covered less than 3%. With the decline of agriculture, people moved from rural areas into the towns, seeking food and employment. There, they received little assistance from a Marxist government that seemed more concerned with purchasing arms than caring for the people. The plight of Ethiopia is made more poignant by the fact that Ethiopia...